All right, buckle up everyone, because today we are diving headfirst into the world of tenant screening.
Ooh,
God.
tenant screening.
Yeah, you know, that crucial process every landlord goes through to find those reliable renters, those people that will actually pay their rent on time and take care of your property.
Right. Super important. It's a big deal, especially if you want to, protect your investment and kind of navigate all the legal stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. And speaking of legal stuff, I mean, you can't talk about tenant screening without bringing up fair housing laws. We'll be pulling a lot of our information today from a great resource, the M&M Properties Podcast, Tenant Screening and Selection. They have some really insightful advice on that.
Awesome.
So fair housing laws, that's the bedrock of all this,
It is.
right? I mean, you don't want to unknowingly discriminate against someone based on their race, religion, family
Oh,
status.
absolutely not. Big no-no.
It's not just unethical. I mean, you could be in some serious legal trouble.
Yeah, you really could.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important to remember those seven protected characteristics that are outlined in the Fair Housing Act. So we're talking about race, color, religion, national origin, sex, familial status, and disability.
Okay, so we're basically trying to create a system here where every applicant is being evaluated using the same standards.
Exactly. The same objective criteria. And that's good for you as a landlord.
Right.
It protects you legally, but it also means you're being fair.
Totally. It's transparent. It just makes
Yeah,
sense.
it just makes good sense.
Okay, so we've got fair housing laws as our foundation.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about something that a lot of landlords, I think, get maybe a little too focused on, and that's the background checks.
Right.
And it's easy to just think, okay, credit score, boom, we're good. But our source really emphasizes that it's way more nuanced than that.
Oh, way more.
Yeah, I mean, you want to be thinking about things like, their financial responsibility, their history. Like, is their debt to income ratio improving? Have there been any like major financial events that might impact their ability to pay rent on time?
Yeah, like maybe a bankruptcy or a foreclosure, things that wouldn't necessarily show up on a simple credit check.
Oh, I see, I see.
Yeah.
So painting that full picture of their financial stability.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And beyond just the numbers, you also want to look for potential red flags that might not be obvious just from their credit score. So
Yeah.
think about their job history.
Yeah.
Are there any potential conflicts there based on the type of work they do?
Oh, interesting.
Or
Yeah.
their rental history. I mean, what kind of track record did they have with previous landlords? Were they a dream tenant or were they a total nightmare?
Right. I can only imagine some of the stories out there.
Oh, I bet.
But before we get too caught up in the drama of all of that, let's remember something really important. Our source, they really stress this. You absolutely have to get written consent from the applicant before you start digging into these checks. Privacy matters, right? You don't want to be crossing any legal lines.
Absolutely. You got to respect people's privacy.
Yeah, transparency.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about fair housing laws, we've talked about background checks. Now I think it's time to kind of lay down some ground rules, some consistent criteria that you're going to use throughout this whole screening process. And this is where, again, it's not about being picky, it's about having that clear system, that objective system that helps you protect yourself and be fair.
Exactly. It's about fairness and protection. And our source, they actually break this down into three really, really key components that I think are incredibly helpful for landlords.
Okay, so what's number one?
So, number one,
Mm-hmm.
specific measurable standards. So, think minimum credit scores, income levels, things that are clearly defined, black and white, no gray areas.
So no more guessing games.
No more guessing games.
Gotcha.
All right. Number two, standardized application forms.
Okay, so everyone's answering the same questions.
Exactly. The same questions in the same format
Yeah.
helps to eliminate any potential for bias.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And then number three, and this is where a lot of landlords, they kind of trip up, is applying these standards equally
Right.
to every single applicant, no exception.
So if you say, credit score has to be 650,
650 for everyone.
it's 650 for everyone.
It doesn't matter who they are.
Right. Okay.
That's consistency.
I like that.
And that's how you stay out of trouble.
So having these clear standards in place, it's not only protecting us legally, it's making the whole process much more efficient.
Way more efficient, yeah.
Okay, so we've got our consistent criteria in place, but now I'm kind of curious about about the legal framework. Like, what's the actual law that governs all of this? And you know, we keep mentioning the Fair Housing Act, but there's also something called the Fair Tenant Screening Act, right?
That's right. That's right. And the Fair Tenant Screening Act, it's all about promoting fairness and transparency throughout the screening process, but it's also there to protect you, the landlord, from potential legal issues.
Okay, so it's kind of a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, so what are some of the key takeaways from this act? What do landlords really need to know?
Well, there are actually 9 steps that the act outlines, but I think for our purposes today, let's just focus on a few of the most crucial ones.
Okay, sounds good. I'm all ears.
All right. So first and foremost, this might seem obvious, but you absolutely have to establish those clear screening criteria before you even look at a single application.
So even before you start accepting applications,
before you even open that first email, you need to know exactly what you're looking for in a tenant. What are your non-negotiables? What are your deal breakers?
So no making it up as you go along.
No winging it. You got to have a plan.
Gotcha.
Right? And then once you have those criteria in place, you got to apply them consistently.
Right. Like we were just saying.
Exactly. Everyone gets screened the same way, no matter what.
Okay. So what's another crucial element of this act?
Another big one is standardized application forms.
Oh, okay.
You want to make sure you're gathering the same information from every applicant in the same format. Helps to eliminate any chance of discriminatory questions or practices creeping in.
Okay, so it's basically like creating a level playing field for everyone.
Exactly, level playing field.
Yeah.
And it also helps to protect you legally, because if you're using a standardized form, it's much harder for someone to accuse you of discrimination.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So standardized forms they're your friend.
Okay, so we've got clear criteria, consistent application, standardized forms. What else?
All right. Next up, thorough background checks. And we talked about this before, but it's worth repeating. You absolutely have to get written consent from the applicant before you run any checks. No exceptions.
Right. Got to respect that privacy.
Absolutely. And then once you've done your due diligence, you've run the checks, you got to document everything, every interaction, every result, every decision you make.
Right.
Think of it as an audit trail that can protect you if any issues arise down the line.
So if you ever have to go to court or something.
Exactly. You want to be able to show that you followed the rules every step of the way.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Documentation is key.
It is.
Okay. So what about communicating with the applicants? I mean, do we have to keep them in the loop throughout this whole process?
Absolutely. Clear communication is crucial. You want to keep them informed every step of the way. Let them know what information you're requesting, why you need it, what the timeline looks like. Basically, just be upfront and transparent.
So no ghosting applicants.
No ghosting, no radio silence. That's just bad form.
Okay, so transparency, communication, these are all really important parts of this act.
They are. They are. And honestly, it just makes the whole process smoother and less stressful for everyone involved.
Right.
And finally, and this might seem obvious, but it's important to remember that laws and regulations change.
Right.
So you got to stay up to date. Make sure you're familiar with the latest version of the Fair Housing Act, the Fair Tenant Screening Act.
Yeah.
Any other relevant laws in your area.
So it's not just a one-time thing.
No, it's an ongoing process. You got to stay informed.
Gotcha. Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about fair housing laws, background checks, the Fair Tenant Screening Act. It's clear that knowledge really is power when it comes to finding great tenants and staying out of legal trouble.
Oh, absolutely. An informed landlord is a protected landlord.
I like that. Now we've been talking a lot about the legal side of things.
Yeah.
But I'm also curious about, you know, the ethical considerations. Like, is there more to this than just checking boxes and following the letter of the law?
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole other layer to this, and we're going to dive into that after the break.
All right. So we've talked a lot about the legalities, the rules, the regulations.
The must-dos.
Yeah, the must-dos.
Yeah.
But now I want to kind of shift gears a little bit and talk about the ethical side of tenant screening, because it feels like there's got to be more to it than just, you know, ticking boxes and running these background checks.
Oh, absolutely. And I think a good way to think about it is you're dealing with real people, you know, with individual stories and circumstances. Right. Not just applications.
Right, right. It's easy to get caught up in the paperwork.
Easy to forget.
And forget that there's a human being on the other end of all of this.
Exactly, exactly. And that's where the ethics come in.
Okay, so what are some of the ethical dilemmas that landlords might face during this whole screening process?
Well, let's take credit history, for example. Okay, mm-hmm. So you get an applicant and their credit score isn't great.
Okay.
Now, legally, you might be justified in just rejecting them based on that number alone.
Right.
But what if there's more to the story? What if that low score is the result of a medical emergency they had a few years ago? Or maybe mm-hmm. they lost their job during the pandemic and they're still kind of getting back on their feet.
Right. So there could be circumstances beyond their control.
Exactly. Exactly. And maybe they've been working really hard to rebuild their credit. Maybe they have amazing references from previous landlords who say they always paid rent on time.
Yeah. Right. Right. So it's really about looking beyond just that one number.
It is. It is. Yeah. And that same principle can be applied to other parts of the screening process, too, like employment history. Let's say you have an applicant who has a gap in their employment history.
Okay.
Do you automatically disqualify them? Or do you give them a chance to explain what was going on? Maybe they were caring for a sick family member, or maybe they went back to school to get a degree.
Right, right. So there could be perfectly valid reasons.
Exactly. And I think it all comes down to communication and giving people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, allowing them to share their story.
Exactly. And that actually brings me to another important ethical consideration. Transparency.
Okay.
How clearly are you communicating your screening criteria to applicants?
Mm.
Are you giving them a chance to address any potential red flags before you make a decision?
Right, so they're not just left in the dark wondering.
Exactly. You want to be open and honest about your process.
Okay, and what about, you know, all this personal information that we're gathering? We're talking about credit scores, background checks, employment history. I mean, we have to be careful with that, right?
Oh, absolutely. You have a responsibility to handle that information responsibly. Make sure you're getting consent before you run any checks and that you're storing that data securely.
Right, right. Privacy is paramount here.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I know we can't get into specific legal scenarios, but I'm curious about how landlords should approach screening applicants with criminal histories. That feels like a particularly sensitive area.
It is. It is. And while I can't offer any legal advice, I can say that it's crucial to remember that everyone deserves a fair chance.
Okay.
Having a criminal record shouldn't automatically disqualify someone from finding decent housing.
Right. Right. We don't want to be holding their past against them forever.
Exactly. And I think it's important to look at the individual circumstances, the nature of the offense.
Yeah.
How long ago did it happen? What steps has the applicant taken towards rehabilitation? Do they pose a legitimate risk to your property or to other tenants?
So it's really a case-by-case basis.
It is. It is. You can't just paint everyone with the same brush.
Okay, that makes sense. So it seems like ethical tenant screening really involves, you know, a lot of thought, a lot of consideration.
It does. It does. It's not just about following a checklist.
And a willingness to look beyond the surface.
Exactly. You got to dig a little deeper sometimes.
Okay, so what are some tangible steps that landlords can take to make sure they're screening both effectively and ethically?
All right. Well, first and foremost, be upfront about your criteria from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Let applicants know exactly what you're looking for.
So no surprises.
No surprises, no hidden expectations. Tell them what your requirements are for credit score, income, rental history, anything else that's important to you.
Okay. So complete transparency.
Complete transparency. And I would even recommend going a step further and providing a written explanation of your screening process.
How interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so applicants understand exactly what steps are involved, what information you're reviewing, how you're making your decision.
So it's all laid out for them, black and white.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think another good practice is to give applicants an opportunity to provide additional information, you know, context that might not be readily apparent from their application.
Okay, so if there's something that needs further explanation.
Exactly. Maybe they had a past eviction, but there were extenuating circumstances. Or maybe they have some amazing personal references who can vouch for their character. Give them a chance to tell their side of the story.
Right, right. Because everyone deserves a fair hearing.
Absolutely. And finally, this might seem obvious, but be consistent. apply your screening criteria uniformly to all applicants, mm-hmm. regardless of their background or circumstances.
Right, right. No special treatment for anyone.
Exactly. That's how you ensure fairness and prevent even the perception of bias.
Okay, that makes sense. So consistency, transparency, communication, these are all really key components of ethical tenant screening.
They are. And ultimately, by embracing these ethical considerations, you're not just finding good tenants.
Right.
You're also building a reputation as a fair and responsible landlord.
Which in the long run is going to help you attract even more quality tenants.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
Okay. So we've been talking a lot about the landlord's perspective here.
Yeah.
But what about the applicant's experience? I mean, how can landlords make this whole process a little bit more respectful, more approachable for the people who are, you know, on the other side of the table?
That's a great question. It's easy to get caught up in our own needs as landlords and forget that we're interacting with individuals who are often in a very vulnerable position.
Right. They're looking for a home.
Yeah. They're looking for a place to live.
It's a stressful process.
It can be incredibly stressful. Yeah.
So how do we make it a little bit easier on them?
Well, I think the most important thing is communication. Keep applicants informed throughout the process. Let them know what's happening, what the timeline looks like, you know, what to expect.
Right. So no more radio silence.
No radio silence. You want to be responsive and keep those lines of communication open.
Okay. So clear communication is key. What else?
And make sure you're respecting their privacy. You know, be upfront about the background checks you're going to be running. Get their consent. Handle their information carefully.
Right. We've talked about that.
Oh. Yeah. And then when it comes to making a decision, whether you're approving or denying an applicant, give them a clear explanation.
Okay.
If you're denying them, tell them why. Be specific. And be prepared to answer their questions.
Right. So no vague rejections.
No vague rejections. You want to be transparent and honest.
Okay. And even though it might be a little awkward,
yeah,
you know, try to deliver the news with a little bit of empathy and compassion.
Absolutely. Put yourself in their shoes. They're looking for a home, and it can be really discouraging to be rejected.
Right.
So try to be understanding.
Okay. And even if you have to deny an application, is there anything else you can do to kind of soften the blow?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you can offer support and resources, maybe point them towards some local housing agencies or give them information about other rentals that might be available.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's just a way of showing that you care, that you're not just dismissing them.
Right, right. It's about being a human being.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about communication, transparency, empathy.
Yeah.
Are there any other like small gestures or things that landlords can do to just make this whole process a little less intimidating for applicants?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to just treating people with respect and courtesy. Mm-hmm. You know, a friendly greeting, a warm smile, a willingness to answer their questions. Those little things can go a long way.
Right. It's about setting the right tone.
Exactly. You want to create a welcoming and respectful atmosphere.
Okay. So it sounds like tenant screening doesn't have to be this adversarial process.
No,
it's really about finding the right match.
It is. And both sides should feel good about the outcome.
Okay, so we've talked about the legal side, the ethical side. Now I'm curious about the future of tenant screening. You know, our source focuses on kind of the traditional methods.
Yeah.
Credit checks, background checks. But with technology evolving so rapidly, are there any new trends emerging that landlords should be aware of?
Oh, absolutely. The world of tenant screening is definitely changing, and technology is a big part of that.
Okay, so what are some of the big things on the horizon?
Well, one of the most exciting trends is the use of artificial intelligence and machine learning in screening processes.
AI. Wow. Okay, so how is that being used?
Well, imagine having a superpowered background check, right? That's essentially what AI can do. It can analyze huge amounts of data from all sorts of sources, like public records, online databases, and it can give landlords a much more comprehensive picture of an applicant's background.
So it's basically doing the heavy lifting for us.
In a way, yeah.
Okay.
It can spot potential red flags or inconsistencies that might not be obvious to a human reviewer. For example, it might flag an applicant who has listed multiple addresses in a short period of time, or maybe their online activity contradicts the information they provided on their application.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing technology.
But with all this data being analyzed, I mean, are there any ethical concerns, you know, like potential for bias?
That's a great question, and it's something that we definitely need to be mindful of. You know, AI is only as good as the data it's trained on.
Right.
And if that data contains historical biases or discriminatory patterns, then the AI could actually perpetuate those
Oh,
biases.
I see.
So it's really important for landlords to choose AI tools from reputable providers who prioritize fairness and transparency in their algorithms.
So do your research, basically.
Exactly. Do your research and make sure you're comfortable with how the technology is being used.
Okay, so AI is one big trend. Are there any other emerging technologies that you're seeing in this space?
Another interesting one is the use of blockchain technology.
Blockchain, okay.
Yeah, you know, the technology behind cryptocurrency.
Right.
Well, it turns out blockchain can also be used to create secure and verifiable digital identities for tenants.
Oh, interesting. So it's like a digital passport for renters.
Exactly. It can store all sorts of information like their rental history, credit score, any other relevant details. And because it's blockchain, it's tamper-proof and transparent.
So landlords can be confident that the information is accurate.
Exactly. And it also gives tenants more control over their own data.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's a win-win for everyone involved.
Okay, so it sounds like the future of tenant screening is going to be pretty different from what we're used to.
It is. It is. And I think that's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting and a little bit daunting.
A little bit daunting, yeah. But I think as long as we approach these new technologies with a sense of responsibility and a commitment to fairness, then I think we can really harness their power to create a better rental experience for everyone.
Well said, well said. I think we've covered a lot of ground today,
We have.
from the legal foundations to ethical considerations and even a glimpse into the future.
It's been a really fascinating conversation.
It has. And I think the biggest takeaway for me is that tenant screening is not just about finding someone who can pay rent.
No, it's not.
It's about finding the right fit, building a positive relationship.
It's about people.
It's about people.
Yeah.
Okay, well, before we wrap things up, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier about property management companies. You know, for those landlords who are feeling a little overwhelmed by all of this,
Yeah.
you know, the legal stuff, the ethical stuff, the technology, is that a viable option?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, property management companies can be a lifesaver, especially for new landlords or for people who just don't have the time or the inclination to handle all of this themselves.
Okay, so they basically become your tenant screening gurus.
Exactly. They handle all the nitty-gritty details for you. They'll advertise the vacancy, they'll process applications, they'll run background checks, they'll make sure you're in compliance with all the laws and regulations.
So you can just kind of sit back and relax.
Well, not quite relaxed, but you know, it takes a lot of the stress off your plate.
Okay, so what are some of the other benefits of working with a property management company?
Well, in addition to tenant screening, they can also handle things like rent collection, property maintenance, dealing with tenant issues.
Okay, so it's really like having a full service team taking care of your property.
Exactly. And that can be really valuable.
But I imagine it comes at a price.
It does. Typically, property management companies charge a percentage of the monthly rent.
Okay.
But the specific fees can vary depending on the company and the services they provide.
So it's a trade-off.
It is. You have to weigh the costs and benefits and decide what makes the most sense for your situation.
But for someone who's brand new to being a landlord,
Yeah.
that peace of mind,
Yeah.
the expert guidance,
It can be worth it.
it can be worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. It can take a lot of the guesswork out of it.
This has been so informative. I mean, we've really covered
Oh,
everything
yeah.
from the legal stuff to the ethical stuff to the future of tenant screening.
It's been a pleasure diving deep with you.
And I think what really resonated with me throughout this whole conversation is just the importance of approaching tenant screening with both a legal awareness
Yeah.
and a human touch.
Absolutely. You
Yeah.
got to find that balance.
It's about finding the right people, but also treating everyone with respect.
Well.
So to all of our listeners out there, you know, whether you're seasoned landlords or just starting out, I think the key takeaway here is that the knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Stay informed, stay curious, and approach this whole process with both a keen eye for detail and an open heart.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, folks, that's all the time we have for today. But we'll be back next week with another deep dive into a different aspect of the rental world. Until then, happy renting. It really is about treating people like people, you know?
It is. It's easy to get caught up in all the rules and the regulations and forget that, you know, on the other end of that application is a person who's just looking for a decent place to live.
Right. Right. And speaking of feeling overwhelmed, you know, we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah, we have.
Fair housing laws, background checks, ethical considerations, even AI and blockchain. I mean, it's a lot to take in, especially for someone who's maybe new to being a landlord.
Yeah, I can see how it could be a bit overwhelming.
So for those folks who are maybe feeling a little intimidated by all of this, Is there anything they can do to kind of simplify the process?
Well, one option that a lot of landlords find helpful is working with a professional property management company.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
So they essentially become your tenant screening experts.
Exactly. They'll handle all the nitty-gritty details for you. So advertising the vacancy, processing applications, running background checks, making sure you're in compliance with all the laws and regulations.
So it's like having a whole team of experts at your disposal.
It is. And that could be a huge relief for a lot of landlords, especially if they're busy with other things or maybe they just don't feel comfortable handling all of that themselves.
Mm. Okay. So aside from tenant screening, what are some of the other things that a property management company can help with?
Oh, they can. They can do a whole range of things. So rent collection, property maintenance, dealing with tenant issues.
Okay, so it's really like having a one-stop shop for all of your rental needs.
It is. And it allows you to kind of step back from the day-to-day operations and focus on other things.
But I imagine that this kind of service comes at a price.
It does. Usually property management companies charge a percentage of the monthly rent that's collected.
Okay.
But the exact fees will vary depending on the company and the specific services that they offer.
So it's really a matter of weighing the costs and benefits.
Exactly.
And deciding what makes the most sense for your individual situation.
It is. It's a trade-off. You know, you're paying for convenience and expertise.
But for someone who's new to this whole landlord thing, I could see how that peace of mind, that expert guidance would be invaluable.
Oh, absolutely. It can make a world of difference.
Yeah. Well, I think we've covered just about everything today.
Thanks.
The legal stuff, the ethical stuff, the future of tenant screening. This has been a really insightful deep dive.
It has. It's been great chatting with you about all of this.
And I think the biggest takeaway for me is just the importance of approaching this whole process, this whole tenant screening process, with a balance of knowledge and empathy.
I agree.
You know, it's about protecting your investment, but it's also about treating people fairly and respectfully.
Well said.
So to all our listeners out there, you know, whether you're a seasoned landlord or you're just getting started, remember to stay informed, stay curious, and always remember that behind every application there's a person with a story.
That's a great reminder.
All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the world of tenant screening, and we'll see you next time for another episode.